Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
Now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
And folks, this is Pastor Greg. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with it. I play that to begin this segment, and I thank you again all for tuning in and listening, because I have David Chistokas, who's our constitutional attorney, and there's been a lot of action when it comes to questions being raised regarding the validity of the election and whether or not there were issues. Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan are all in some stage of process of that. We're going to get an update right now from our constitutional attorney, David Chistokas. What does it mean, and what possibly might happen? And again, look, a conspiracy theory is a conspiracy when it is planned out and maybe not based on evidence. These aren't conspiracy theories. I want you to have the facts simply so you can have an educated conversation if you're asked about it, or maybe you're wondering yourself. David Chistokas, welcome to the program. Great to be with you.
Thank you so much, Greg. It's great to be with you guys today, and great that there are so many things moving forward on so many fronts. You played Mike Lindell's commercial or his announcement regarding his cybersecurity symposium, and as there are multiple people from around the country that I know who are going to South Dakota next week regarding to either participate or learn. I actually had an invitation to be in South Dakota, but you know, there's always two things going on. You know, there's people that are investigating, that are developing evidence. And then there's once you have evidence, what are you going to do with that evidence? And so that track is involved, obviously, lawyers. And I'm not going to South Dakota because I'm going to be in Atlanta, Georgia. And in Atlanta, Georgia, there's a election national election law seminar involving involving attorneys from all over the country. So you're going to have the technical guys that have developed the evidence, and then you'll have teams of folks that are getting together to talk about under the rule of law that we still want to try and do our best to follow here in the United States. Follow, established kind of methods for bringing evidence to the forefront and then ultimately resolving issues of that evidence in a fashion that is that will lead to results. And so there's two things going on. You always got to think that there's the investigators that develop the evidence and there's the lawyers that figure out a way to either present the evidence or utilize the evidence to achieve certain goals. And in this situation, those two tracks are necessary to achieve the goal of having legitimate, fair, open, transparent elections. Because, of course, what the what Americans need, you know, we're the whole premise of the whole country is based on three simple words or four simple words: consent of the governed. And it's by elections that we determine what the consent of the governed is. And so if we don't get those right, nothing else matters much, because everything else is then pretty much a dictatorship and aristocracy as opposed to a republic. So this whole process is part of protecting our heritage, our republic, and our country. So there's exciting things going on everywhere. Before we come on the air, we mentioned the furthest along, no doubt, is Arizona with the audit that they've had ongoing for months and months and months. But we do know that there are significant activity in Fulton County in Georgia. Now the Pennsylvania Senate has requested records, made an actual request for records from several important counties in Pennsylvania. My understanding is that the election authorities in Pennsylvania, much like those in Arizona originally did, have turned down the request from the Pennsylvania Senate, and that the next move by the Senate is, in fact, to issue subpoenas, to move from a simple request to participate or request to comply with the information that Pennsylvania needs to subpoenas. And in Wisconsin, the Speaker of the Wisconsin House has appointed a special counsel to conduct an investigation into what happened in Wisconsin. Michigan, there's ongoing activities that derive from Antrim County, which is now had an adverse ruling in the last month or so, and that is on appeal. So there are things going on all over the country. And I can tell you that we hear the things that are kind of national in scope, but I can tell you that here in Illinois, where I'm at, in a DuPage County election, which is a county that's west of Chicago, the auditors, the election for the auditor of the county is being contested, still back from November of 2020, because there's at least it was decided by 75 votes, and there's at least 1,500 votes that came in that are unaccounted for, that nobody knows where they came from. Nobody can resolve those the arrival of these 1,500 ballots. That's the tip of the iceberg there. And another county in Illinois, Kane County, and elections for county commissioners, the same kind of situation where there may be as many as 200,000 improper votes. Our mutual friend and candidate for United States Senate from Illinois, Bobby Payton, has been working closely with the people in Kane County, Illinois, to expose those things. So people should, while they're reading the headlines about the states generally and how it relates to their the presidency, I think it behooves them to become aware of the things that are going on locally in somewhat smaller, smaller elections, if you will, that have a significant determination on how they live their lives. And there's no reason to believe that if these things are went on at the presidential level, there's no reason to believe that they didn't do things like steal an auditor's election. It appears as though that happened in DuPage County, Illinois. And so I think it behooves people to look at their papers, look at their news, at their local news, not only to see what's going on nationally regarding the presidential questions that everybody's involved in, but you know the president does a lot of things, and certainly this president is doing a lot. Or the guy that's in the White House is doing a lot of things that's hurting the country. But your day in and day out, or how you get up and how you live every day, who decides what the speed limits are on your streets, who decides what your taxes are going to be for your schools, whether or not you're going to pay your what the dates are that you pay your property taxes. All those offices need to be looked at as well where there's a close election, because there's no reason to believe that if somebody can push a button to change a big election like the presidency, that they would shy away from changing the results of a smaller election like a county auditor. So this involves all of us.
Let me just add, folks, here's the thing. The issue here, number one, as believers, why is this important to us? Because God's given us this nation, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that. I believe that this is a Christian nation and that God gave us a responsibility. The founders, I would argue, came here and they looked back at the pilgrims that crossed over, my ancestors on the Mayflower, who wrote in their compact to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Initially, the initial actions of Congress, the printing of a Bible, the sending of missionaries that went west, Indian chiefs that came out to Washington to the big White House to thank our president at that time for sending missionaries as far west as Oregon. These are all evidences of our Christian engagement and involvement as believers in this process. And we have a responsibility, I firmly believe, to identify whether or not evil was done and whether or not an assault on our constitutional republic form of election, free election, and government took place, David. We have a responsibility to be engaged in this. And you can't ignore the amount of evidence that's coming forward that is calling into question these exact facts that you're talking about, that clearly there's evidence that must be looked at as to whether or not this election, whether it's on a local basis or whether it's on a national basis, whether or not our elections can be trusted. And I've talked to, man, I can't even tell you how many people over the last 20, 25 years that I've talked to that have said, I don't vote anymore. And I'm like, why didn't you vote? Well, I don't trust it. My vote doesn't count. My vote's not going to make any difference anyway. They're going to put in who they're going to put in. That's a sad commentary on a free republic.
Yeah, that is a very sad commentary, and of course, too, is a long response. If one hopes to have a republic, and one hopes to live within a republic that's governed that way by the consent of the governed, the only way that is developed is by participation. And this has always been a regular problem for conservatives or limited government people that believe in that kind of that philosophy that government should in fact be limited to the protection of our inalienable rights, is that the folks that believe that, generally speaking, really what they want out of government is some safety and security and otherwise be left alone. And but if you remove yourself from the process, then of course you will not have the opportunity to be left alone, because the other team is going to come and get you.
No doubt. No doubt. And again, folks, it's just, as believers, it's important. We are, I believe, to safeguard this republic as well. and our involvement and engagement is so critical. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. So you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest, David Shostokas, our constitutional attorney. Just, folks, I'm going to direct you to this. If you go to the blog at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, the most recent post that I now have up is a Dominion whistleblower that's come forward that has talked about how Dominion is able to access this. And David, I want to give you the final couple of words here, but real quickly, I want to get this part in. Here's the issue. Dominion doesn't make a voting machine. This is the mistake that most people make when they're trying to understand what's happening. They think that somehow there's a Dominion voting machine. There's not. Doesn't exist. No such thing. Dominion is a software. It is a software that is loaded onto a voting apparatus. And so the question then becomes, has Dominion created a backdoor, a means by which, because those voting apparatuses are then hooked up in wherever you vote, wherever your poll is, they are hooked up generally to that city or that county's internet server so that votes can be tabulated, and that's how they give you your results. And so the question then becomes, did Dominion create a backdoor to be able to get into their machines during the vote? This whistleblower says, yes, they did. And he lays out for you in their own manuals how they instruct their employees how to do it. And then I've also got Georgia and Pennsylvania and updates there, as well as Wisconsin, that just launched, as David said, an inquiry. We didn't get to this, but very quickly. So let's say that they all say, yep, there was a problem. We're pulling back our electors. I know this is barely enough time, but try and summarize that. What happens?
Okay, we try and summarize it, but the fact is that ultimately it is, in fact, at least for presidential electors, it is, in fact, the responsibility, the duty, the constitutional plenary authority of the state legislators to act. The state legislators will ultimately, if they decide to, have to pass joint resolutions by their House and their Senate joined together that indicate that the elections that were held or the results of the election were obtained outside the election law of the state involved, because they're the ones that can set the election law. If the executive branches or the judicial branches went and changed the election law during the process, and that winds up with results that are unreliable because of that, then those legislators need to have a joint resolution that makes a finding that the elections that sent the electors to electoral votes to Washington to be counted were done in an unconstitutional fashion. And this is something that people should remember, that in fact, if there is an unconstitutional act done by government, there is no intervening act or there is no subsequent act by government that can ratify that. Consequently, whatever happened on December 8th, December 12th, January 6th, January 20th, none of that makes unconstitutional selection of electors constitutional later. And so if it was wrong on November 3rd, it's wrong today. And the only people that can remedy that are, in fact, state legislators.
So that's the issue. It comes down to, what are the state legislators going to do? What are they going to find? And do they believe there's enough evidence to act and do something about it? And folks, we need to be in prayer that truth come forward. Truth come forward. David, thank you so much. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. We're going to talk about the...
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete!
I made it myself.
PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive 2 free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. 1 Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.